scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So I saw this yesterday, and I just wanted to mention it because today is National Scrapple Day.
I saw that. You got really excited about that yesterday, and I had to ask you, what is Scrapple?
It's not Scrabble. It's Scrapple.
Okay.
So Scrapple is, when I lived out east, this was like the thing. This was like when you have breakfast, you don't have like sausage or ham or anything like that.
Okay.
You go with Scrapple. And I was like, well, what is it? And I had one friend that's like, imagine a factory, like a butcher, and all that stuff that falls on the floor. Think of that stuff and then mix it with some sawdust. And I was like, that sounds disgusting. But what it is actually pretty much that. It's a regional breakfast favorite in the Mid-Atlantic area. Basically, it's leftover pig parts mixed with spices, cornmeal, flour, and formed into a loaf. And then sliced and then pan fried till it's crispy.
So, okay, which kind of leftover pig parts?
It's kind of, I don't know, because it's like ground up.
Because I love bacon and I love ham and I love sausage, but it's not any of those.
It's not like that. I didn't like it because it was very mealy. Like it had that very just fall apart thing. And they're like, oh, no, you got to slice it really thin. And I was like, you can't convince me. All the people in the
so
area
never
were trying to
it.
Convince me. I wasn't a fan. I did go to Apple Scrapple, though, in Bridgeville, Delaware. It was very nice.
What was Apple Scrapple? Did they throw apples in the Scrapple? Or
they took Scrapple and did shuffleboard Scrapple.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous.
I kind of want to see it. I don't necessarily want to bite it.
I'll Google it for you.
But I want to see it. Okay. Well, I don't want to see this, Johnny, but there are companies out there selling ugly Christmas rompers for men.
Nice.
And they're $100 or more.
What? See, less fabric should be cheaper, right?
Well,
like the suits are the same. Like the Christmas suits are like the same.
Oh, right, because the rompers are the ones with the shorts.
Right.
Yeah.
They should be like $80.
Yeah, but they're so fashionable. That's why they're more.
Yeah.
Just because they're so stylish.
I don't know why they never called them mompers.
Well, that's because it sounds like moms would wear them.
Yeah.
Mempers.
Mempers?
That sounds like Pampers.
Yeah.
This is getting worse and worse.
This is also getting worse. Peeps are trying to take over all the holidays, and they have now these new Peeps, including peppermint bark, hot chocolate, cinnamon roll, and sugar cookie. Those all actually sound pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Flavors are available through the holidays. So
you know that I'm not into Peeps, though, right? I hate Peeps.
I hate Peeps as well.
Oh, well. Why haven't we
the
like
flavors sound good though?
Why haven't we like destroyed Peeps on air yet or something like in a video?
Because
like
then they
fun.
Would just be roasted marshmallows and then we'd like them.
No, we wouldn't have to roast. We don't have to roast them. We could just destroy them.
You can't destroy them. They're like a fluffy pillow.
Oh,
they'll just
I
go
bet.
Me 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 me.
That actually makes no sense at all.
No, I know.
But you know this is pretty exciting, except a little scary.
Yeah.
And it's no surprise Uber got here first. CNN claims that Uber and NASA are working together on a sky traffic management system because Uber plans to introduce a flying taxi fleet known as Uber Air.
Okay.
They plan to demonstrate their 4-person ride-sharing flights in Los Angeles and Dallas in 2020. The flying cars can travel 60 miles on one charge and be recharged in just 4 minutes.
60 miles doesn't seem very far.
It doesn't. But when you consider that the big, you know, getting through big cities, the problem isn't how far you're going. It's the traffic.
Right.
So it makes a lot of sense. You might only be 4 miles, but it might take an hour, you know? So if you can like rise
jump
above it, literally
then
fly over it. But I guess I'm just surprised that like Uber could be the one to, I would have thought it would be like a car company working with NASA or I don't know.
Yeah, because then people
the
have to.
The Wright brothers, like who
they'd
are
have
they?
To have flying cars. People would have to own flying cars.
Right. So
that's how
like
the Uber
flying car
model
would have
works.
To be developed first.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
We'll see what happens. 2020 is not too far away.
Not
only
very
a few
far
years
at all.
Away. So we'll have to wait and see.